This is episode 76, recorded October 12th, 2012. Packard pokes at, it's the great Packard, Charlie Brown.
This is Packard Sonic with yet another spooky edition of Packard pokes at, poking at your news.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another spooky edition of Packard pokes at. I am your immutable and haunted host, Packard Sonic. And joining me out on the haunted East Coast is Joe Unseen.
666, the number of the beast.
And join me on the southern far East Coast is on the it's haunted down there too, is from what I understand. Is Crystal says so.
Oh God, y'all scare me. Hey everybody.
Hey, it's one of our Halloween editions for the show tonight.
So. It looks very warm in your house, Packard.
Thank you. Well,
that's a lot of candles to be going at once.
Yes, well. it's the burning pumpkin that I love the smell of. well, we have some good stories here for you tonight. And we have a quick correction, so let's get to that right now.
Uh-oh.
We goofed. On last week's show, I had said that Mitt Romney was a cheater because he had taken something out of his pocket, and it was it looked like note card or some kind of crib notes. And I was able to examine the video a little bit closer, and I had just seen it at the last moment, so right before the show, so I really didn't get a chance to really analyze it. And turns out it was a handkerchief after all. And although, you know, with Mitt Romney, it's with him being such a bold-faced ass liar that he is, it's not. You can understand my honest mistake that he would probably pull out something to cheat. But to the people who are the Mitt Romney fans out there, I do apologize. In this instance, he did not cheat, but with his track record, I wouldn't have put it past him. But since he didn't, I would like to sincerely apologize for that. All right, well, let's get into our tech stories for this evening.
Building a better future, science and technology.
Science. 1 in 8 women out there will eventually get breast cancer. There is a new bra that women can get, and it examines your breasts by using sensors, and it will be able to get in there and see check your woman's breasts to a point where it can actually detect lumps or masses developing inside the breast a lot earlier than, say, someone who's a technician or even an x-ray. It's really kind of interesting that the technology for this has been long in coming, and it's about time, too. We really needed something like this. I mean, breast cancer can take out a lot of people. Sad to say, even it does affect men, too, not as badly as it does women, but it does affect basically, well, if you're Homo sapien, you can be affected by it. But women more in general than men. Crystal, your thoughts?
Oh, I was really thrilled to hear this one. I'm really glad that technology is keeping up with the needs for women, actually, for once. I think women do get left behind in this area, and thank goodness we've had a lot more recognition for breast cancer, a lot more awareness that's going on. And, you know, by feeling the breast palpation, that's a really good way to catch some nodules, but by then it's already really usually spread to some extent. And so if we can use our technology to pinpoint these minute cells early on, these ladies have no reason not to fight this and win. And I'm thrilled to see this. I love this story. It was a really great one.
Yes, and it's just I got a chance to watch the video, and I was just like amazed that the masses built up over, it said about 13 years total, and it's about 10 years before they can actually be detected.
Exactly.
And it's just, wow. Even giving yourself a breast exam in the shower or wherever you decide to do your breast exam, it's really, which is really important to do, and you should be doing it all the time on a daily basis, I think. I'm not sure exactly how often you want to do it, but it should be done. Joe, your thoughts?
I examine my breasts every day.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I'm really good about it. I do it in the shower.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, when I first saw this story, I was very skeptical. But according to the article, the Smart Bra can find breast cancer 6 years before a mammogram, mm-hmm. and has a 92% accuracy rate.
Yes.
And that's up from 70% on a mammogram. So that's really exciting. I mean, yes. Like Crystal said, this is exciting technology in early detection. And I think that the Smart Athletic Cup is right around the corner.
Yes.
Because I want my gonads virtually examined all the time.
You know, I was actually thinking about that. Eventually, I think something like this will be available for men to prevent testicular cancer, which is not as known or as well talked about as breast cancer, because, you know, everybody mm-hmm. likes boobs, you know. Testicles?
It seems like this is a very unique way of looking for the cancer, because it looks for heat fluctuations in the blood vessels that feed mm-hmm. the tumors. This is way before all the other detection methods can find them.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. I never thought of it, or I never thought that somebody would think of it that way. That's a pretty neat way of approaching the problem.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, with mammograms, you have to take your breast and they have to stick in the machine. They have to flatten it down. And, you know, that's very uncomfortable for a lot of women. And especially, or even with women who have smaller breasts, like the A cups or even minus A. I don't know if there's such a size, but...
Don't make fun of minus A girls. I'm one of them.
I'm just saying it would be very difficult for that to be, that size breast be put into a machine like that, because there's nothing for it to grab. And so it would make it a lot harder to examine.
Plus, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so this was a perfect time to release that article.
Yes, it was. Absolutely. Woo-hoo.
Packard loves boobies.
Of course I love boobies. I love boobies.
We have a title, folks.
Hold on, let me write it down.
Write that one down. Our next story here, if you've ever seen the TV show MacGyver, he would be like... In some kind of situation, he could take a paperclip, a rubber band, and he'd blow up a door or something with just a few items. Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but he was able to do all kinds of nifty things with the most basic elements just around him, just to get things done. Now there's a robot that is going to put MacGyver to shame, because it's basically what it's doing, because it looks for the items that are around it to use it to work on solving a problem. Like, say, if you got stuck underneath a beam or something, it would look around at the items around it and be able to find some way to wedge you back out from underneath this. This is, and it's going to be used in the military, well, eventually, I think, to help soldiers or something, you know, in their what they have to do. This would actually be even better suited in accident zones or earthquake zones after an earthquake or something, so they can help locate people. Crystal, your thoughts?
Well, that's kind of along the lines exactly of what I was thinking about. Really, this is great news, because I was thinking about the rescue, how they use the rescue dogs now over these rocky terrains, how it can navigate things, and that was one area I thought of. And I also thought about just how it can help handicapped people or people with disabilities to function too. Absolutely needed in warlike zones, to where anything that we can reduce the casualties that we have to any of the troops, I'm always all for. And that's fascinating to me that they could actually build ladders and build bridges to go mm-hmm. over areas. It's fascinating.
Yes, it is. It really is. It's just so cool. I pretty soon we're going to have to look for John Connor, because the robots are going to start taking over.
Plus, if it can clean the house, I am all for it.
There you go. Sign me up for that one. Joe, your thoughts?
In the chat room, Doc and Dog says MacGyver was able to build an entire Stargate out of junk.
I saw that.
It's kind of dated to equip the robot with MacGyver. I mean, when was that show last on? Like 1989?
Yeah.
When mullets were popular.
Right? Yeah.
Mullets.
Yeah, you just slap a mullet on it and you get MacGyver right there.
So yeah, this robot, it looks like a Segway with arms.
Yeah.
And like you said, they want to use it in the military, but they also said they want to use it for disaster relief.
Mm-hmm.
They want the robots to arrive on the scene, observe what's around them, and then problem solve using objects around them, like be able to build levers and bridges and things. And at the bottom of the article, there's a picture of a robot, and I guess it's saving somebody, like a soldier, from under a piece of machinery or something. But yep. What it really looks like is it looks like the robot's building a bong. It's about to take like a massive hit of crack, like a robot
crack.
That's
what I was going to say. It's doing a bong hit.
Yeah. And people who make their own smoking devices actually call it MacGyver pipes. So
oh, geez.
I guess it's kind of fitting.
Wow.
I didn't even think in that vein.
Neither did I, actually. But
it's technology. You got to talk about
it. When I first actually saw that picture, I thought, oh, he's holding a broomstick or something. But no, he's sticking either that or he's going to kill that man. I don't know which.
It's either horribly violent or drug-related.
Yeah.
Is he Cheech or Chong? Which one?
Yeah. You know, but this is actually – I really hope that this is actually the first step, I think, to robots in the home.
Replacing us all.
Yes. No, actually, I think, you know, this would be actually a first step for have robots in the home. I mean, someday, yeah. You know, could actually have something like this. You'd be cleaning up your house. You don't have to worry about hiring a maid. You can just go and buy a robot. You're done.
Eventually, they'll mow our lawns and all the little jobs that
yep.
people can have no longer. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they got robot mowers for that already. That's already long past made. So, But anyway. All right. Well, let's get into our next topic.
Politics! 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 Politics!
Every time I hear the Republican open their mouth, I just want to cry. Especially if you have children. And I have two children. This Republican in Arkansas, his name is, he's a candidate for Arkansas legislature, Charlie Farquaad, or Fuck Up. I don't know what his name is. It's might as well be Fuck Up. He says children who don't demonstrate a respect for parents should be put to death. Really? Put to death. But then he goes on to say, oh, well, it's not a way for parents to have a blanket authority to kill their children. What the hell does he think it means? It's like, oh, you can just spank the hell out of them until they die? What the hell? You know, and this is where he says the passage from his book. It says, God's law, only political, the only political solution. This is why we have the separated church and state, folks. He says the maintenance of civil order in a society rests on the foundation of family discipline. Therefore, a child who disrespects his parents must be permanently removed from society in a way that gives example for all other children of the importance of respect for parents. The death penalty for rebellious children is not something to be taken lightly. The guidelines for administering the death penalty to rebellious children is given in Deuteronomy 21:18-21. Well, he's got that right, that part right, you know, that's where it comes from. But, you know, the fact is putting children to death for being rebellious has never worked. I drove a school bus for 9 years. I didn't put any children to death, but, I mean, you did.
I bet you wanted to.
Oh, a few of them. A few of them, but no.
You'll never drive a school bus again.
No, never again. No, but a few of them that even no matter how much you discipline them, it never solved the problem. Putting someone to death over a discipline problem is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. It doesn't make any sense. Crystal, your thoughts?
What can I say about this? There's kook jobs everywhere, whether you're religious or not, and he's a nut.
Yes.
There's not anything else I can say. Read some further passages that they've put in there, and this guy is just way off the wall crazy. Batshit crazy. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, batshit crazy definitely covers this guy. I mean, this is why we have, like I said before, this is why we have a separated church and state. This is why we don't put God's law into our law, because it doesn't make a damn bit of sense. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, you said the title of his book was God's Law, the Only Political Solution. Isn't that like sound like Sharia law?
Yeah.
These same people are like, we got to prevent Sharia law, but we need the Bible in our law, you know?
Yeah.
So I went and looked up that passage in Deuteronomy that you quoted. Deuteronomy 20 and 21 are, they shall say unto the elders of the city, This is our son, is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. What? Huh? The kid's drinking? And then all the men of the city shall stone him with stones, and he die.
Yep.
So this guy, he's running for the Arkansas legislature, and he not only believes in the commingling of his religion and government, he believes in the stoning of children.
Yeah.
This is the 21st century, and he thinks that children should be stoned.
Yeah.
Like, that's just – it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It's hard to list how much – of how much wrong is with this guy.
Yeah.
It's just insane. And the article goes on to say that he also believes that all Muslims should leave the USA. I wonder why. Maybe it's because he's afraid of Sharia law?
Yeah. Maybe. You know, and the thing is, you know, there's a lot of kids out there that want to get stoned, but I don't think they mean it by like that.
Well, they need to get a robot to help them.
Where's my stoned robot? I don't think I want to deal with a robot that's stoned.
I had a robot that could get stoned, I would call him Bender.
That would be Bender, yes. If for you who don't recognize that reference, look up the TV show Futurama. Anyway, when they tried to reach him for a comment, he declined to comment. It's like you go out of your way to make these weird claims, and then you don't want to back them up. I mean, not that I want him to back this up, you know, but it just – this is so ridiculous. I mean, this guy needs to be taken out of political office and not be allowed to run for political office just based on this alone.
You know what's crazy is that book came out this year. It's a 2012 book.
I know. People
it's
like
not the, like some book he wrote in the 80s and now he's running for office. He's like, well, I was just a young idiot back then. No. He wrote that book this year.
Yeah. Or he's been working on it for the last several years, and then he finally got it published this year. Wow, this guy is a whole bag of crazy. A whole bag of crazy. Speaking of crazy.
Good segue.
Thank you.
Your turn, Crystal.
Justice Scalia says that outlawing homosexuality and sodomy is a no-brainer. He thinks that, you know, because what two people do in their bedrooms belongs should be outlawed. If you go, so does that mean that the government should be put monitors in our bedrooms? You know, put the camera in there, bit of Big Brother. Hey, those two guys, they're getting it on, or two women getting it on. That's homosexuality. Get in there. We got to get these people out of this country. I mean, this guy is just a nut job. I mean, and he goes on about abortion. It's easy. Abortion, absolutely easy. Nobody ever thought the Constitution prevented restrictions on abortion. And he said, homosexual sodomy, come on, for 200 years, it was a criminal in every state. This guy, he is a total nut job. I don't want to say I can't believe, but it just these people out there like this that just are insane. Crystal, your thoughts?
Echoed. Insane. This fellow is known to have very strict interpretation of the Constitution anyway. And so, I mean, like, that, I read it and I was like, so big, you know, big surprise here. Personally, I don't believe that that should ever be the case. What you do in your bedroom is your business, and I most certainly do not want to see or know anything of it. But, I mean, I do know the religious point of view. And here again is where my religion and I can differ on a lot of things, but as far as this guy's take on it, I'm not surprised at all. That's the way he thinks.
Yeah.
Another batshit crazy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and the whole thing about, you know, they're taking the context of this. You said it from the religious section, the religious aspect of it.
Mm.
But if they actually looked at it, there's actually more argument in the Bible against fibers that are blended and eating shellfish.
There is, and it's up to interpretation, and so is the Bible as far as a lot of things that I'm concerned with. And I can't make him see my stance on it no more than you could make him see how stupid it is for him to believe that.
Yeah.
They really believe that.
Yeah. You know, my take on the Bible, my interpretation, fiction. Just put a big stamp of fiction. Not to be taken internally or believed. And we'd be done with it. But there's a lot of people out there. Might as well put up a comic book of Spider-Man. You know, say, hey, this is real too.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Now, the Bible has been ruining people's lives for over 2,000 years. We need to get this Bible out of our legislature, period.
Joey, and I will agree with you there.
Yeah, and in, out of our lives. It does not... As an atheist, you know, I'm working to... It's going to sound stupid. I'm working to make my position obsolete. I know that sounds kind of ridiculous. It's like, hey, I'm working to get myself out of a job, but I'm actually, I would like to see religion out of my country so I can actually have a sense of reality in this country again. Joe, your thoughts?
We should build robot atheists so we won't have to do this anymore.
Maybe put some of those robots on the justice staff there and have them sweep everything.
Yeah, I think the only sodomy that should be outlawed is sex with gourds. And Packard, I've got my eyes on you.
What do you think all these gourds are behind me? I had every one of these bad boys. How do you think those
I don't
want to
know about it. That's sodomy.
No, that's pumpkin seed. Pumpkin seed.
Like, oh, how else am I supposed to put out the candle?
That's right.
Oh,
things get a little hot after a while, you know.
It's hot pumpkin action.
Hot pumpkin action. There's another
title.
It's
like your house is burning down of pumpkins.
There's one you could write down, hot pumpkin action.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. Justice Scalia is a dinosaur.
Yes.
He's a long-lost creature from a past era. And, yeah, it used to be illegal for many states to engage in homosexual acts. But those laws went before the high court and got struck down. And here, Supreme Court Justice Diplodocus Scalia, he was on the dissenting side of that decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, attitudes like that, these antiquated attitudes, they need to get hit by a meteorite.
Yeah. Well, if we had a meteorite coming down, he'd probably vote for the meteorite. The meteorite's right to hit us. It's in the Bible.
Act of God.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what
he
said.
Well, then he'd be worried about meteorite sodomy.
Yeah.
And so would I. I mean, people just shouldn't do that. That's wrong. There's some places you just don't go.
Speaking of going, let's get into our next topic.
Give me the news.
If you are a big sugar addict, and I am. No, I'm not. I used to be. That's why I look like this. If you're a big sugar addict, and if you're in college or cramming for studies, then you probably want to avoid those things because a new UCLA study shows that a diet of study high in fructose slows the brain and hampering memory and learning, which is kind of interesting. They put this in the test with some laboratory rats, and they watch them for several weeks, and you feed them a high sugar diet, especially with fructose and everything, and it basically, it kind of like boogers up the brain cells there. So you're sitting there going, ooh, I can't think anymore. All the sugar is running through my brain. I would say try to avoid these kind of high sweets. But fructose is everywhere. It's basically a corn syrup that's been modified, so it makes it even sweeter. One of the things it does, if you eat something with high fructose in it, the taste, because it gets in the back of your, like on the back of your tongue or your mouth or whatever, it activates, it overstimulates the senses. So this way, it wants more. That's how it basically gets you to eat more sweets. Crystal, your thoughts?
This is interesting. It's kind of, like a duh story. But then we feed our kids Fruit Loops and send them to school. So I think that we have a lot to learn. I think we are becoming more aware as consumers. And I do believe that's where it's our responsibility. We've been informed. And you do have to be a label reader. And basically, whatever is not manufactured for us is better for us. Sugar also causes blood sugar spikes, and then you feel like crap later on, and it's just bad for you.
Yep.
And I love it.
It's bad for you, but I love it. I just want more of it.
Now, wait a minute. That's my thoughts on that.
Okay. Joe, your thoughts?
Oh, sure. Sugar makes us stupid, but the next thing you know, they're going to tell us that sugar makes us fat.
Oh, well, imagine that.
It's all like the government and stuff. We're just like rats in a maze, man.
Yes. That's why every time I go to the bank, I'm like, I see that maze. I go, screw it. I'm going over. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
The article makes an interesting claim that the effects of sugar, sugar's effect on your intelligence and ability to process information and retain memory is countered by omega-3 fish oil. But wasn't fish oil recently debunked as well for being kind of useless?
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah,
I hate to be one of those people that say that they can't make up their minds on food, but it seems to be the case a lot of the time.
Yeah, I know. This is like back in the early 70s and 80s, they'd say, oh, eggs are bad. Don't eat eggs. Oh, well, the eggs are good now. You can eat the eggs. Oh, no, just don't eat the egg yolk or don't eat the egg whites. I mean, make up your mind. You know, it's breakfast.
Don't eat the butter, eat the margarine. Whoop, margarine gives you cancer.
Yep.
Or whatever it was.
I got one piece of advice. You'll never get out of this life alive.
Wait a minute. Let me write that down.
Like in Fight Club, the survival rate of everyone eventually drops to zero.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, it doesn't matter what we eat nowadays. Everything's going to kill us. I mean, I say enjoy what you're going to eat, but don't overdo it. What they're doing here essentially is just way overdoing it and give them a steady diet of sugar, and that's why they're mm-hmm. getting these effects. I suppose if they had put a steady diet of them eating, you know, I have no idea, something else, they'd probably have a whole different result. I mean, they're probably testing everything, so who knows what they're going to come up with next.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I was a college student, I would just eat a lot of, like, salmon and pixie sticks.
There you go.
Because then it wouldn't matter.
It all balances out at the end.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to do great on this test because, you know, I'm smoking a lot of pot. I don't need to study.
Stay away from the shark fish, the shark stuff. That stuff's nasty. Yucky. Anyway, our next story here. If you have, you're like everybody else in the country, you probably have a cell phone. And, you know, you get a general bill. And some people have prepaid phones. You have to, you know, pay for your services month to month, or you have a service where you get an average billing. Well, this woman out in France, the French carrier out there, tried to charge her, and I'm not even kidding about this, tried to charge her $15 quadrillion for her phone call. You know, I hear some women get on the phone, they talk a lot, but she must have been calling Mars or Pluto and just talking to the aliens or something, because apparently $15 quadrillion? I mean, they didn't even charge E.T. for phone that much for phoning home. And all he used was a speaking spell.
And an umbrella.
$15 quadrillion. I mean, really, it just, wow. And then they finally try to tell this lady, well, there's no mistake here. $15 quadrillion, that doesn't strike you as not being a mistake? Really?
When she called him, she got Dr. Evil on the phone. He was like, you owe us $15 quadrillion.
Yes. $15 quadrillion can pay off the national debt for every country on this planet, and maybe about a couple hundred more. I mean, how did she think she was going to pay this back? Really? Wow. But they've finally got it down to about $150. It's 117.21 euros or $152. They say the last one was about $1 billion the last cell phone bill. I mean, really, that's another long distance charge I do not want to see on my cell phone bill. Crystal, your thoughts?
I want to own that company.
Yeah.
And then I do believe you said something about, like, I know women talk a lot, but
yeah, what was that? Huh?
I'm just saying that's what they say. I'm just saying.
Oh, you weren't saying it. That's
they say women talk a lot. You know, the old adage, you know, women are talking on the cell phone a lot. You know, but generally, I think that's a misnomer because everybody talks on the phone a lot.
No, it's a scientific fact.
That could easily be my phone bill. So that's
is that how big your phone bill was last week? Well, this no wonder.
Well, it was very close, and I'm on the payment plan. So
you're on the quadrillion a month plan, right?
Well, yeah. That's kind of pocket change for me, you understand? But
yeah. That's why you're on this show.
Exactly. I mean, well, you know, you pay me well, but...
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell anybody else, okay? Idiots. I mean, I just thought this was just a cute story. It was just funny because that sounds like something that would happen to me. Really.
Yeah. It definitely it sounds exactly like something that would happen to me too. It just I saw this like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Exactly. Wow. And they said the operator told us like there's automatic, nothing we can do about it. Just, I was like, oh, no big deal. Oh.
Not gonna pay it either.
Not gonna pay it either, no. Joe, your thoughts.
Yeah, it in euros it was 11, I guess, quadrillion, and that's 12 zeros after the 11.
Uh-huh.
11 quadrillion euros. And yeah, it's the article went on to say that the bill exceeds the global economic output of every nation on Earth by 214 times.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, she called them up and they were like, oh, we can't do anything about it. No. They also said, listen, we can put you on a payment plan.
For the rest of your 10,000 lives.
Like she had to raise hell just to get them to fix it.
I know. That's
and when they ultimately fixed it, they're like, oh, sorry, you only owe us like $111. She was almost on a payment plan for $15 quadrillion.
We'll put you on payment plan. They must have thought she was a Mormon, you know. She's gonna pay this on continuously forever, you know. Jeez, wow. I just unbelievable. Just you know, I've had some exorbitant bills, but I've never had anything like that. She
must have had some like roaming and data overages or something. These things happen. It's a cell phone.
Yeah, you know, she was roaming, you know, but she was doing it from Pluto.
Or she had a few teenagers on a data plan.
Yeah, about all of them. Every one of them that's on the planet.
Every teenager on the planet was on her data plan.
And they were all going to packardpokes@wordpress.com and coming to my show, and they were all watching me all at the same time. That's exactly what happened.
Well, they were coming to see if it really was a porn site, and when they saw it wasn't, they were like, crap, and they had to go look for the real porn sites.
That's right. Nice. Okay, let's get into our next topic.
Yeah.
Out in it's Turkey, I believe. The Vatican, the Pope out there, he has
the Vatican's in Turkey.
Well, I think it's in Turkey. I'm not sure. No, it's in.
It's next to Wisconsin, it's, dude.
That's where it is. Yes. No, it's not in Turkey. I keep thinking. I'm sorry. It's the Vatican is in. It's in Italy, isn't it?
Yes.
It's part of Italy. I'm sorry. Well, Turkey's nearby.
Also next to Wisconsin.
Yes, also next to Wisconsin. I'm sorry. I'll have to look that up. I know it's out there somewhere.
I'm just saving you from a correction next week.
Sure, yeah.
It was the wreck. Packard, blame it on the wreck.
Just blame it on my wreck. We talked about that before the show.
You had too much sugar today. That's
too much sugar. The story here... The Vatican, there were some leaked memos because, you know, everything is so secret out there because, you know, they don't want anybody to know what the hell they're doing. The Pope out there, he got 18 months in jail for leaking memos, you know, to like say, hey, you know, try to not to screw Jimmy next week, you know, little boy Jimmy, stuff like that. It was the guy should have some kind of protection, but apparently out there they don't. It says here, the Pope's former brother, Pablo Gabriel, was convicted Saturday of aggravated theft for leaking confidential papers and documents and sentenced to 18 months in prison. You know, if it had been me and I was able to expose the church like this to for whatever, hell, 18 months, I'd do it. In a heartbeat, I'd do it. I think this guy, he probably knew what was coming down the line, but he did the right thing. The Pope did, or not the Pope. The dope on a rope, the butler for the Pope. You know, he's suffering, but he's got a butler. You know, that's wow. But he could have spent 3 years in jail. But the judge felt that they were extenuating circumstances, like the fact that the organization is so corrupt that it would rather let tattletalers out of jail than actual child rapists. You know, that's another thing. They'd rather put someone who tattletales on them than rapists. You know. Rape your child? Yeah, we'll just move you to another parish. Rape a few more? We'll just move you around again. Tell on us? We're going to go after you with a fork and knife and a pitchfork and everything. Whatever we can.
Treat him like he's an ogre.
Yeah, treat him like an ogre. Or he's Frankenstein or whatever. It's just unbelievable. Just the cognitive dissonance on this with this place. It just boggles my mind. Crystal, your thoughts?
It's very sad because... he did do the right thing, and I don't know. I don't know what would do to help this guy, but I'll be all for doing it because he did what he should have done, and mm-hmm. There should be some type of protection for him. And they, have been known to bury the truth, and it's just a sad. I feel really bad for the guy.
Yeah, I do too. He shouldn't have to. Technically, I don't think he should have to spend even a day in jail. Maybe, you know, maybe 24 hours, 48, or a week, 2 weeks, whatever, you know. But 18 months, I think, is a bit excessive. I mean, he exposed the truth. That's, of course, they're doing the same thing to Roger Manning, who, or whatever his name is. I think it's Manning, who exposed documents here in the country, or U.S. secrets, and he's still being in jail, too. So I hope they get him out, too. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, this story is by Jacob Fortin from the Good Atheist blog, and I think he said it best. You kind of paraphrased him right there. He said the Vatican would rather jail the tattletale than actual child rapists.
Yes.
And, yeah, I've been following this story for a while, and the Pope's butler is trying to expose corruption in the Vatican, which he did. Mm-hmm. He smuggled papers out of the Pope's personal apartment and leaked them to Italian journalists who then published them in a book. And this is how they handle it. They don't address the corruption. They instead go after this guy and put him in jail. Big surprise, you know?
Yeah.
I'm happy he only got 18 months. It says he could have gotten 3 years.
Yep.
So yeah, he will have his freedom back eventually. But
eventually,
you know,
he's kind of a
hero.
Yeah.
Although I think he's a tortured hero because he does feel bad about what he did.
Yeah.
You know,
try to make him feel bad. It's like, you exposed our religious secrets. You know, you're a bad man. Oh, whatever.
He was doing what he thought was right, and he felt troubled by what he saw was going on inside the Vatican. And at the same time, he felt like he couldn't just ignore it.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So, yeah, he's a very troubled, tortured soul, I guess.
Yeah.
He was conflicted.
He was conflicted. Because, you know, he's trying to do the right thing, and he's trying to do it from within, and I can totally understand that.
Burn the system down.
Yeah, sell the Vatican, feed the world. So, anyway, well, let's get into our, speaking of tortured souls.
Oh, no.
We're going to be talking about, since it's in the Halloween spirit, we have talked about witches tonight, and witches are in the Bible. They say you should don't suffer a witch to live, you know, and it's stuff like this. But, you know, this is 2012. Witches are not real. However, people are out there still killing people because they think they're a witch, you know, because they think that, you know, whatever that's going to happen to them because something bad happens to them. Oh, it's little Jessie's fault because she's a witch. Really? There's actually been, in 2012, there's been several people who have been killed because they thought that these children were witches. And one happened in Europe just recently. The brothers and sister or whatever, I forget the exact story. Here it is. Relatives suspected a British teenager of practicing witchcraft and beat him and drowned him back on Christmas Day. Oh, that was 2010. But the kid, they beat the hell out of him so bad that when they put him in a bathtub full of water, the kid was so worn from being beaten, he couldn't even hold his head up, and he ended up drowning on top of it. So, you know, the thing is, this is still the 21st century, and people are still going back to the Bible about witches. The Bible is an evil book. The stuff in this thing is fiction. Take it with a grain of salt. A big grain of salt. Because there is nothing in this Bible that is worth... I don't think is worth it. Especially killing people because you think they're a fucking witch. And we're going to start the time first. And we're going to go with Crystal here. And Crystal, and you have your time starts now.
First of all, I would like to clear the record as I am not a witch.
You're not a witch? Oh, no, well, hell.
Regardless of your previous thoughts of me. it's just interesting because this stuff did originate in Europe back in the 16th and the 17th centuries, and tens of thousands of people were executed for witchcraft. Religion being a part of the reason, and pure politics being the other one. The more wealthy people being on the port side, say, of Salem, and the less wealthy being on the farming side. It was more of a battle of Catholicism against Protestantism. So you really can't just take this all back to the Bible. That being said, there are good things in the Bible too, Packard, and it does talk about being nice things too. Again, with a
grain of salt, about nice things in other in comic books too, but you know, we don't.
Well, sure, but it is I think a interpretation, and that you can get out of it what you want to get out of it. If you have an evil mind, you can read that and take evil things out of that. Back at that point in time, we knew very little about medicine. Mm-hmm. To them, that looked like something of the devil, and they were going to get rid of the people that they thought that the devil was making a pact with. Hmm. So, I think that's all I got to really say. Is my time up yet?
No, you got 20. You got 20 seconds.
So how much was your last phone bill, Crystal?
It wasn't in the quads.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, though, I mean, they're still doing this today. That's the problem here. That's not they're saying that the even though back then they did. You know what? Hang on. We'll get back to that in a second.
Okay.
And time is up. Actually, I was gonna play a buzzer sound, but you stopped long before the buzzer.
Play the buzzer sound anyway.
We'll do it. No, it's all right. Joe, your take.
On witchcraft, yeah. You had mentioned the passage from the Bible, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." Mm-hmm. That's Exodus 22:18.
Yep.
And it's a very famous passage because it was used as the cornerstone of a lot of witch trials and during the Inquisitions.
Yes.
You know, prior to the Christian Church or the Catholic Church centralizing their power, pagan rituals took place in the European countryside. Pretty regular, like everybody believed in these little goblins or imps or whatever, and they practiced these different local customs. But when the church started centralizing their power, that's when they started kind of reining in and using that passage as their justification for what they were doing. Like Crystal said, it had been happening in Europe for a while, but it came to America. In 1692 in Salem, Massachusetts,
uh-huh.
We had the Salem witch trials, which were pretty famous. About 10 months in Massachusetts, the trials went on for. It was in a Puritan colony where there was no separation of church and state, uh-huh. which is very, very important. And what they did was they started trying people and executing many of them and sometimes jailing them on charges of witchcraft. And it's really unfortunate because even at the time, the people involved later apologized and the governor dissolved the court and people kind of felt bad about it. There was like this animosity of the people in Massachusetts towards what they had done. They kind of realized like, ooh, we kind of fucked up and like killed all these people. And it's really horrible. It's a tragic moment in American history, and it's good to look back and remember it because it's what happens when you don't separate church and state.
That's our new timer. That's our new timer. It's still me trying to break in. That's been a little addition there. I just wanted to adjust something Crystal said there, that you know, even though this took place back when they wrote this thing, it's not relevant today because we know witches are not real. And someone said in the chat room there, the people who call Dawkins Dog said people who call themselves witches do ceremonies, etc. Obviously, there's no way to the veracity of their beliefs other than the religion, but they do exist. Yeah, people believe that they're witches. You know, I can believe I'm a ham sandwich. Does it make me a ham sandwich? No, it does not make me a ham sandwich. You know, then these people who are out there,
Well, if you're covered in mustard and have a piece of Jewish rye on you, I'm going to call you a ham sandwich.
Well, if I was being eaten by a gigantic alien that I've paid $15 quadrillion to call, and that I'd be, that I would be a sandwich for somebody. But the thing is, or something rather, still, it doesn't make any sense. There's another one, another verse that's in there. It says, "Thou shalt not be found among you, any who one that makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire or uses." Divination or sorcery or interpreted omens or is a witch. So that's Deuteronomy 18:10. So we need the thing is though still regardless, witches are not real. People are dying they're over this kind of stupidity. There are people who are in Africa.
Didn't you send us an article about witches dying in Zimbabwe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The government down there said it's okay to persecute people for witchcraft as long as they had evidence for it.
Yeah.
And enough proof is really vague.
Yeah, it is.
It says something like, if you can open a grave and eat its contents, that's enough proof. What does that even mean?
I don't even know. I mean, I could open any grave and eat the contents if I was sick enough, I suppose.
I hope not.
Well, I wouldn't do it anyway.
Because then you're a witch.
Oh, yeah, I'm a witch, apparently. You know, I don't know if that means, if I don't know if you can eat the contents that makes you a witch, or if you can't eat the contents of your witch. It's really vague. But the one of the other things they're doing over there in Africa is there's these people, and I've heard this over in Europe too, that these people, they're albino, and because they just have lighter skin or whatever, they're killing them because they think that they have magical powers, and if you kill them and eat them, you're going to gain their power. How does that work? It doesn't. It's stupidity. It's just plain stupidity. Mm. Nothing more. All right, well, let's get into our next topic. Our funny tweet tonight comes from Dawkins Dog. He says, I nearly realized my ambition of having sex on a beach, but the police caught me and a seagull is pressing charges.
Way to go, dog. Did you just woof?
Yep.
Woof. Woof. Of course, the seagull was going, Mike.
Comments, anyone?
Dawkins says, huh? That wasn't said as a joke.
Oh, no.
I am not at all shocked that Dawkins. I mean, this isn't even like just some random funny tweet. That actually happened.
Ah, yes.
Dog was microblogging on Twitter again.
That was fact.
I, that poor seagull.
He's on the seagull sex offenders list over there.
Yes. Oh, just too funny.
Well, right. He just said in the chat room it wasn't a joke.
I know. I just saw that. All right. Well, let's get into our question of the week.
Excuse me.
I have a question, sir.
What are you doing? I'm asking you a question.
Last week's question is, you've just been hired to promotion position at Kellogg County. What would you put in your new breakfast here as a gimmick? It's a good question. Unfortunately, I didn't get any answers. I would love to have seen some answers on that, but unfortunately, that's just how it works. So let's have our next question here for tonight is, what was your favorite Halloween candy growing up? Crystal, what was your favorite Halloween candy?
Pixie sticks.
You can still get those, I think.
I know. I love them.
Yeah.
Pixie sticks. That's it.
Yeah. The big ones. They get the big industrial sized ones.
Yes.
Industrial sized pixie sticks.
Yes.
When you want to be really, really stupid.
Yeah. those things were a glucomic shock in a can and a tube.
And I loved every minute of it.
Yes. And Joe, what was your favorite Halloween candy?
Well, a lot of Halloween candy is kind of gross. As a kid growing up, one of my favorite candies was Pop Rocks.
Oh, Pop Rocks. Oh,
yeah, Pop Rocks ruled. And you can still get them. They sell them at, like, Hot Topic and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, when I was in, like, middle school, we'd be like, all right, I dare you to fill your mouth with Pop Rocks and take a swig of soda.
Yeah.
And people are like, no way, dude, you're going to blow your head up. Don't do it. And, of course, some kid does it, and he's like, blah, with foam coming out of his mouth. And it's like, oh, he did it. Yeah, Pop Rocks ruled.
They were gone for a long time. Then they finally came back.
Yeah, there was like all these rumors that they were blowing kids' heads up or something. I don't know how that started.
I don't know.
But
either.
But my uncle, he used to work in the food industry,
mm-hmm.
and he said that he told me a story. He was at the Pop Rocks factory,
mm-hmm.
and they make it as these big slabs and smash it down into the crystals and put the crystals in the pouches. And he said the people at the factory showed him. They were like, "Oh, check this out!" And they took a softball size of Pop Rock,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, "Watch this!" And they threw it into a 5-gallon bucket of water. And it blew all the water out of the bucket.
Whoa!
Oh.
I'm going to start collecting Pop Rocks now, and I'm going to make a big softball-sized ball of Pop Rocks. And I'm going to, if you got a bucket of water, I'm going to film that sumbitch.
Mythbusters.
All right, well, we're kind of a little bit out of order here, but let's get our shout-out for the for the week.
Hey, you guys!
Our shout out for this evening comes from Crystal. And Crystal, your shout out is for?
My shout out tonight is for a fellow named Jose. Mm-hmm. And his screen name is at 71141 Jose MD. That's JOSEMD. And Jose is an interesting fella that lives in Holland. He is 71 years young, and he's a retired medical doctor.
Wow.
He has practiced pretty much all over the world, and he is just an interesting character. There's not anything in specific that I can tell you that Jose talks about or tweets about. He loves the arts.
Mm-hmm.
He still actively plays tennis. And he loves meeting and talking to people.
That's
cool. He's a great follow. He's a great guy. And he's a great friend.
Cool.
And so Jose gets my shout out for tonight.
All right. Well, if you want to give Jose a shout out and let him know you heard him on the show, it's 7114 JOSEMD. Well, that's it for us tonight. Wow, we've had some great stories tonight. I'm glad that everybody was able to come out tonight. If you would like to get a hold of us, and we're on Twitter. And here's a little something here that Crystal and cooked up to tell how to get in contact with us.
Hey, everyone. Do you want to contact us? We can be reached 28 hours a day, 8 days a week on Twitter. If you don't want to tweet us, you can always reach us via email as well at PackardPokesat@gmail.com. The show is hosted by Packard Sonic. You never know who the very honored and crazy co-host will be next week. So come back again next week too, damn it. You can find the show announcements on Twitter as at PackardPokesat, all one word. The shows are available both on iTunes and YouTube under PackardPokesat. Please rate, comment, and subscribe. Like our page to join in the conversation at Facebook.com/PackardPokesat. Help us out by retweeting and reposting the show. Comments or suggestions are always welcome. We enjoy hearing from you. For more information on this or any other episodes, visit PackardPokesat.wordpress.com. If you can and would like to, contributions are always greatly appreciated, so please donate whatever you can afford to help keep the show running. Even if it's just a dollar. You can afford a dollar, can't you? Give him a buck, you cheap-ass bastard! We hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for listening and for your support.
Thank you, Crystal.
Well said, Crystal.
Well said, well said.
You have a game show announcer's voice. That's awesome.
That's right.
Now say, Joe Unseen, come on down.
Come on down. Come on down.
You're the next contestant.
You're the next contestant on Packard Pokes At.
He took my job, Joe.
Huh?
He took my job.
Who took your job?
Packard did.
Oh, I took your job. That's right. Anyway.
He took our jibs.
Anyway, that's it for us tonight. Thank everybody for coming. And if you wanted to come to the live show, it's at Packard Pokes. Go to ustream.com/channels/PackardPokesat Friday nights at 9. And come in and join in the chat room and join us for the chat. And we have a lot of fun there. So thanks for coming. And this has been Packard Pokes At. We just poked at your news.
Close the coffin. Mummy says it's a wrap.